Well, that's just as fascinating and complicated a story as the origin of the book in the mid-16th century. And it involves lots of different kinds of faction and opinion. As far as the new government of Charles II was concerned, certainly reintroducing bishops was fundamental. Even in the very first months of Charles's return, there were checks made to find, have churches still got the Book of Common Prayer? Could they be brought out and used again? But having said that, it was now 15 years since the book had been banned. And as we all know from life now, 15 years is actually a long time in terms of getting used to something not existing. And there were plenty of people who felt that probably a new service book should be introduced. So when there was a government commission, as it were, a kind of official body set up to think about how to introduce a new Book of Common Prayer, it included Presbyterians as well as former bishops. The Presbyterians, to some extent, especially in the form of Richard Baxter, who was the most prominent spokesman for them, they wanted to introduce a whole new book that would have a much less formal form of prayer within it, that would allow for extemporary prayer, which many people, of course, felt was fundamental to religious life. They felt they should be able to pray freely the words they wanted to say, as it were. On the other hand, there were former bastions of prayer book use who had been in exile in France through the period of the Commonwealth, who wanted to do something more radical than the prayer book that already existed. Some people wanted to go back to the 1549 words of the communion service in order to have, as it were, a more Catholic kind of ritual. So there's a whole spectrum of new opinion. The interesting thing is, from a political point of view, and I think this is fascinating from the point of view in the way which politics works even now, Gilbert Sheldon and the Earl of Clarendon, who was the Lord Chancellor, stitched together a kind of compromise solution. And wonderfully, the compromise solution was, let's leave it more or less the way it was. We can just reintroduce the Act of Parliament, and then we can say we want a new book. It's not the same book. Actually, it's quite strongly altered and revised from the Elizabethan prayer book, which had been in operation, you know, up until 1645, by and large. There are a lot of revisions, but there were lots of arguments about going further, which then never quite happened. In some ways, the story of how the prayer book survived after 1662, you know, there's a tendency to think about the book as being a deeply kind of establishment book that somehow fossilizes old English feeling for the next 300 odd years. And that's one of the attractions of the book, I think, for many people. It's not really true about the actual history. The first efforts to revise the 1662 book were in 1689. William III, William of Orange, was a Dutchman. He came from a Dutch Reformed tradition. He found a lot of this stuff, a kind of, as it would have been said then, papist mumbo jumbo. And he was quite interested in the idea of having a more reformed Protestant text introduced. But every time this was discussed, it was discussed again in the 18th century, then in the 19th century, almost actually in the reverse direction. Could we have a slightly more sacramentalized, more Catholicized version of the prayer book? Every time it was discussed, it was easier to let it be than to allow open quarrel about the exact wording. So it was only in 1928 that there was a proper revised Book of Common Prayer that was produced by the bishops. But it got to Parliament and it reached the eyes and ears of nonconformist MPs from Wales or from Scotland or from the north of England or from all over the country for that matter, who were horrified at the idea of voting in, as they could see, transubstantiation, as far as they could understand, and so they turned it down. Ironically, therefore, leaving 1662, which they also didn't approve of, as still the official Book of Common Prayer.